Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional Reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's classic and marvelous work and devotional book titled Morning and Evening. What's so beautiful about this book is that as busy as Pastor Spurgeon was, he prayed with his family each morning and each evening. And so this is not coming from some ivory tower. This comes from the heat and the blessing of family devotions that he practiced when he was here on earth. And if you want to know the source of his power and why he had so much anointing, even though he was not a seminary graduate, is because he spent long hours praying to God. And he had some men praying for him while he was preaching. This man believed in prayer. And so God gave him the mother load of unction and anointing. The mother load. There's probably no preacher since Paul, and I mean this, who got the mother load like this man. He being dead, yet speaketh. And I believe that God used him in his time and all the way to the day to help stabilize the church. And we're not what we should be, but we would be totally destroyed, I believe, without this man of God. This man of God we call, everybody calls, black and white, call him the Prince of Preachers. Beloved, this is the podcast, and this is episode number 404. He chose for our scripture reading, devotional scripture reading today, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 18, which reads, "And now what hast thou to do in the way of Egypt, to drink the waters of Sihor? Or what hast thou to do in the way of Assyria, to drink the waters of the river?" By sundry, he continues on from the passage, by sundry miracles, by divers mercies, by strange deliverances, Jehovah had proved himself to be worthy of Israel's trust. Yet they broke down the hedges with which God had enclosed them as a secret garden. They forsook their own true and living God and followed after false gods. Constantly did the Lord reprove them for this infatuation, and our text contains one instance of God's expostulating with them. What hast thou to do in the way of Egypt, to drink the waters of the muddy river? For so it may be translated. Why doest thou wander afar and leave thine own cool stream from Lebanon? Pardon me. Why doest thou forsake Jerusalem to turn aside to Noph and to Tophanes? Why art thou so strangely set on mischief that thou canst not be content? with the good and helpful. But wouldest follow after that which is evil and deceitful. Is there not here a word of expostulation and warning to the Christian? O true believer, called by grace and washed in the precious blood of Jesus, thou hast tasted of better drink than the muddy river of this world's pleasure can give thee. Thou hast had fellowship with Christ. Thou hast obtained the joy of seeing Jesus, and leaning thine head upon his bosom, do the trifles, the songs, the honors, the merriment of this earth content thee after that? Hast thou eaten the bread of angels? Pardon me. And canst thou live on husks? Good Rutherford once said, I have tasted of Christ's own manna, and it hath put my mouth out of taste for the brown bread of this world's joys. And I think all of us who are true believers, and I'm adding this, can testify to that. Dr. Spurgeon says, methinks it should be so with thee, if thou art wandering after the waters of Egypt. Oh, return quickly to the one living fountain. And I'm adding this, there's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And then Spurgeon goes on to say, the waters of Sihor may be sweet to the Egyptians, but they will prove only bitterness to thee. What hast thou to do with them? Jesus asks thee this question today. What wilt thou answer him? Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I give you the glory, praise, and honor for this magnificent time that you've given us around your holy word and prayer and the reading and sharing of devotional material that has been a blessing to millions and now is a blessing to us. Help us to meditate on your holy word. Help us to remember your holy word. And help us to remember these devotional lessons from your holy word, not only today, but throughout the remainder of our lives. We give you the glory, praise, and honor, Holy Father God, for all good that has come out of this time as we sing together and listen to an old hymn, O song of the faith, I'll fly away. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior as he did, here is how you can be saved from the hell to come and walk with the Lord morning and evening in this life, until you go to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty. There is a punishment for sin, always. The Holy Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. If you have never trusted, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, If you have never received his free gift of salvation, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Why? Because he loves us and he wants to save us from that awful place so that we can go to heaven when we die. Jesus Christ said in one sermon in Matthew 18:8, wherefore if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Also the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, hell is bad news, dear friend, but I have some good news for you. You don't have to go to hell when you die. You can go to heaven. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He suffered, he bled, and he died for your sins and for mine and for everybody in the world. He was buried, and he rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you want to trust Christ as your Savior today, so that you can avoid going to hell and go to heaven when you die, pray this simple prayer with me called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins with your help. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I do believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in your name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trust that Jesus Christ is your Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.